Wild 107.7, I'm Lonnie in the morning with Dee Marie. With us on the phone, Tanny Carr. She is the author of 10 Weeks to Love. Hi, Tanny.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Three tips to never getting bored with each other. What do you got?
Well, the first thing is, I think that people are endlessly interesting and fascinating. And I think when we're bored, we think of it as they're boring, and therefore we're the effect of them being bored or being boring. I think if you have interest in somebody, if you find something that you can like about that person, we tend not to be bored with things that we like. And I think that that's an important point, that we have to do that. The second thing is that we have to not be boring ourselves. And by doing that, that means to create your life, to be engaged in life, to be passionate about the things that you're doing. You're not then going to be boring to your partner. The third thing is, I think that it really has to do with whom you up and select as a soulmate. If you're careful in your selection, you find somebody that doesn't have to be just like you, but they should have a comparable level of enthusiasm for what they are doing in life, then you're not likely to be bored with that person. But an important point here, and it falls outside the three significant things that I've just mentioned, is that boredom, if you just complain about being bored all the time, it may be that you're trying to get out of that relationship. Mm. And it may be that you're not taking full responsibility for your part in that relationship, because it takes the two individuals. And I just find that sometimes when people go, well, he's so boring, blah, 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 that they're really trying to find an excuse to justify getting out of that relationship. And so it might be a red flag in some cases.
Yeah. Yes. And then for those that haven't found love, what is your golden rule about trying to find love?
I think the primary thing, and it's something that we forget, is that we have to have personal integrity. If you are not true to yourself, if you're not true to your goals, then you're not likely to find somebody that's going to be right for you, because you tend to be a chameleon. You're being somebody that you're not really. That person may look at you and think that you're one thing and you're really not, and it can lead to problems down the line. So having some personal integrity is extremely important. Another thing, too, is that just as in real estate, there's an old adage in real estate that you make your money, you get the return on your investment when you buy a property. If you select well, then down the line, you're more likely to receive the benefit out of that financial relationship. Same thing with personal relationships. If you select well to begin with, you are increasing by volumes your chances that that relationship will last over time.
Mm, nice. That's good.
Yeah, and Lonnie actually himself, his wife is much younger than him, and they've found like a lot of success with that working out. What do you think it is about having that age difference?
You know, it's really interesting. It's a curiosity. Most people are curious about an older woman, younger man, or vice versa, although it's more common. We think of men that have younger wives and relationships. But I think that while it may be a curiosity, it's not the thing that holds that relationship together. I would suspect, Lonnie, that your relationship is good not because of the age difference, but because the two of you are meant to be together and you have a good relationship. It's about who you are with. For my husband and me, it was an issue for me for about 30 seconds. You know, when I found out when I was 45 and he had just turned 29, I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? But after about 2 minutes, it wasn't an issue, because it was right about who I am and who he is, and it's been working for 26 years, so clearly the age isn't the primary factor.
Right, and age to me was just a number anyway, so, and thank God for Tiffany, that was the same for her.
You know? Oh, that's so sweet.
And plus, I'm half of a moron anyway, so I just break that those 43 years right down to about 18, 19 in a hurry, trust me.
See, I do the same thing. You know, I know the kind of music that you guys play on your station, and that's my kind of music. And I will dance around the house. You know, when we make jokes that my husband has to keep up with me.
Nice.
I like
because
it.
Because I'm so, you know, in my head, I'm still a youngster, you know, and Good. That's how it should always be. So I do understand what you're saying for sure.
That's great. Tanny Carr, the author of 10 Weeks to Love. Thank you so much for being with us, hon. Is there some place that people can go to get this book?
They can go to Amazon, put in you can put in 10 Weeks to Love, but it's got to be all spelled out. You can go to my blog, which is the number 10, WEEAS, the number 2LOVE.com. Either way is great.
Awesome. Tanny, thanks so much for being with us, sweetie.
Thanks.
And thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Awesome. Thanks, Tanny.